Under Göteborg Filmfestival 2017 så syntolkade vi ett antal filmer. Och vi passade även på att intervjua en del människor som var på besök i Göteborg. Och en av dem var...
Hello, my name is Jérôme Stahl and I'm the director of the Odyssey. Which is not the Swedish title, by the way, but I can't pronounce the Swedish title. I'd love to, but I'm not able to do that.
Och jag heter Peter Liljekrona och kommer från föreningen Syntolkning nu. Och filmen heter Jacques, havets upptäckare. So, what was the idea behind and how long have you worked with Odyssey?
Well, the idea behind the way it started, it's like a, I would say a child souvenir, you know, because when I was a kid, I remember looking at Cousteau TV shows. And this is all it started. I mean, it started one day I was talking to one of my kids. He didn't know anything about Cousteau, so I started telling him the story of Cousteau. And at the end, I made a movie. But it took me, well, nearly 8 years to make it happen. So, because it has been a very long process, but very, of course, a great process and passionate process.
And you are also one of the writers. And the other one is?
The other one is Laurent Turner, yeah. He's a great writer. We worked together. That was our first movie together, yeah. But it was a long process because we had to read, of course, everything which has been written on him, but that was not enough. So we had to meet family, to meet all the people who's been, not all the people, but many people who's been working with Jacques Cousteau, and it took us quite a long time.
What did they think about the idea to do a movie about Jacques and how it came in the end?
Well, it's all the people who's been working on Calypso. They were so happy and excited to know that, you know, a movie was coming, you know, about Cousteau, because they had the feeling that, you know, slowly everybody was forgetting this great, great, great adventure. And so they were very happy, most of the family also. But it's difficult for the family because there is not one family. There are, you know, different families. They don't really talk to each other. But I mean, at the end, I have very good relationship with most. I would say most of the family. Yeah.
Most of the family. Okay.
You can't make 100% happy, you know.
No, it's the same when we do without the description. You can't make everyone happy to like what you are doing. Can you please describe shortly about the movie, As I Were a Blind Person?
Well, I mean, you know, it of course it's very difficult because it's a very visual movie, so there is a kind of irony. But I would say that the movie is blue, you know. So you have to imagine a deep blue movie because it talks about nature, but of course it talks about the ocean. We start above the ocean and we end the movie in the ocean, underwater. And this is what it talks about. So you have... nature, you feel the sun, you feel the ice when you're in Antarctica, you know, it's white, but most of the time you have the blue in the sky and the blue of the ocean, of course.
Just the blue and all the colors in the movie is very fantastic. I remember a scene when we were in the cave for the first time. Could you please describe that and what happened when they came back a lot of years after?
Yeah, there is a cave. We have two sequences exactly in the same cave. One which takes place end of the 40s, you know, when Jack started to dive, and it's a beautiful place. The cave is beautiful, and with many many fish and beautiful light and fish with different colors, sizes, heaven. And when Philip comes back, some I would say 20 years later, the cave is nearly totally empty, like a desert. And it looks like Mediterranean Sea looks like now, because I've been shooting there in south of France and Croatia. And unfortunately, this place, who used to be a haven for divers, like it has been for Cousteau at the beginning, after the Second World War, is now, you know, a desert, nearly everywhere. So that's what I wanted to show, you know, what's happening, and talking about what we lost already on Earth. We are still losing every day, and what we lost already, we'll never get it back. So that's it. You know, we have to give more attention to this, I think.
And Philip realized that when he's swinging around there, but Jacques didn't really realize that. For later on.
Yeah, I think Jacques realized a little bit later than his son, but I think this is normal because Jacques was born in 1910. So, I mean, he's been raised reading Jules Verne, you know, thinking that technology can solve everything, thinking that future is brightful, whatever happens. And of course, during the 20th century, I think we understood that, you know, that was not so simple and that technology could be absolutely wonderful and great, but could be very destructive also. But because he was born in 1910, you know, I think it took him more time than his kid who was born in, you know, 1945, 46, and who was 20 years old in the 60s. Different culture, but that's why, you know, it's interesting to have kids, you know, to exchange ideas with them, you know. It makes us sometimes better people.
Thank you, and good luck with the show.